Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
West Holmes fell in their season opener on the road to Dover by the score of 43-31, while John Glenn won their season opener. That was a home win over Morgan by the score of 48-42. As far as the teams around the area are concerned, Central Christian, a record of 2-0 so far in girls basketball, while Loudonville is 1-1, Garaway is 1-1, Highland 0-1, Triway is 0-1, Wayndale also has a record of 0-1. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference, in non-conference play so far, Lexington and New Philadelphia both 1-0, while Mansfield Senior, Ashland, Madison, and Worcester are all 0-1. In the IVC North Division, all in non-conference play so far. East Canton, along with Malvern and New Cumberstown, are all 1-0, while Buckeye Trail and Connaughton Valley are 0-1. In the IVC South Division, all non-conference games so far. Claymont is 2-0 so far in non-conference action. Sandy Valley is 1-2 as well in the IVC South Division teams. We'll take a break and back with some thoughts from Jake Sino after this on WKLM.
If you are looking for experienced help in investing for retirement or other goals, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have been serving investors in the Holmes County area for more than 30 years. My firm offers a full range of investment choices, individual stocks, mutual funds, bonds, CDs, which are FDIC insured, annuities, and life insurance and long-term care insurance. Securities are held by LPL Financial, which is a member of SIPC.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Other girls' games around the area tonight has Wayndale at Hillsdale. It's a Delaware Hayes playing host to Danville, while Clear Fork is at Lexington. Maslin's visiting Ashland. Madison playing host to Mount Vernon. Worcester is at Nordonia. East Canton is at Tuskegee Valley. Meadowbrook playing host to Ridgewood. Indian Valley is at Licking Heights. Connaughton Valley is at Buckeye Trail. And Coshocton playing host to TCC. McRae alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast. John Glenn taking on West Holmes. And you got to see West Holmes in the season opener that lost to a very good Dover team. And really within 7 points through three quarters. Dover pulled away to get that 12-point win here, but again, a competitive game and really a good Dover team that's expected for them this year.
Well, it was a very competitive game out of West Holmes. Starting off the game, they were up 5-0 at halfway through the first quarter, and then Dover came back, scored a quick 5 points to tie it up right before the end of the quarter. Breyer Klein shot 4 of 4 from two-point range. Aviana Yoder was 5 of 9, and she also had 4 offensive rebounds. Where that game kind of got away from West Holmes was in the turnovers. The Knights turned the ball over 22 times, but they did force 15 turnovers, like what we're accustomed to seeing out of this West Holmes defense. And, you know, talking with head coach Lindsey Belden before that game, she said, you know, we don't have that Allie McMillan anymore. We have some girls trying to step up and fill some roles by committee. And that's kind of where you saw Jewel Brown take that step in, getting in guard's face and just trying to take away the basketball and play some good defense.
John Glenn got a win for them over Morgan in their season opener. Of course, they're going to be missing Maya Oliver, who had 23 points to lead them in scoring as she suffered an injury in that first game. And certainly for West Holmes, they're going to try and bounce back if they can on the road here against a quality John Glenn here team tonight.
And, you know, missing one player for John Glenn really doesn't mean much. They've had that next woman up mentality before. I mean, you go back to 2 years ago when we saw these two squads in the district final. These two teams were beat up and scrapping at that same time, so I'm expecting to see a fantastic matchup tonight.
Just about ready for tonight's national anthem as we get things lined up here. Tonight's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Services in Millersburg. Tonight's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Services in Millersburg. And tonight's starting lineup is being brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for tonight's starting lineups, here's Jake Seidel.
Well, thanks, Matt. We'll start with the visitors on the scoreboard tonight in the West Holmes Knights, coached by Lindsey Belden. They'll line up like this. A 5'6 junior guard wearing number 3, Breyer Klein. A 5'7 junior guard wearing number 10, Zelina Proper. A 5'2 senior guard wearing number 20, Jewel Brown. A 5'10 senior post wearing number 21, Aviana Yoder. And a 5'10 senior forward wearing number 31, Greta Rollins. On the other side for John Glenn, they'll line up like this. It'll be a 5'10 senior forward, number 13, Riley Zeminski. A 5'10 senior forward wearing number 20, Alana Berry. A 5'6 senior guard wearing number 33, Addison Paisley. A 6-foot senior post wearing number 54, Aubrey Lyric. And a 5'8 junior guard wearing number 42, that is Faith Hayes. She's starting in place of the injured Maya Oliver.
West holds a record of 0-1, coached by 7th-year head basketball coach Lindsey Belden. John Glenn is 1-0, coached by Gary Sigmund. Tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs. They'll have your car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. McRoy alongside Jake Sina, Blaisdell Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. I'm glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of Claxon Communications. Natalie Holbrook is producing tonight's live stream coverage. Andrew Dunlap is working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's broadcast. West Holmes against John Glenn. For West Holmes, their blue jerseys and blue shorts, white numerals in red trim. John Glenn with their white jerseys, white shorts, their maroon numerals and maroon trim as well. Jumping for John Glenn, stepping to the circle, going to be Aubrey Lyric. She's a 6-foot senior. And jumping for West Holmes is going to be Greta Rollins. She's a 5'10" senior. Just about ready for girls high school basketball from John Glenn. Here's the toss. It'll be juggled and grabbed by West Holmes as Proper has it to the front court. Drive to the lane. Runner by Proper knocked away. It's going to be stolen. And John Glenn has the basketball into the front court. Going from right to left with it. Here's Paisley near the midcourt line, guarded tightly by Proper. Paisley dribbles it high on the left side. Shovels a pass down high on the right, receive now on the far end by Faith Hayes. Gets the hand off to Zeminski. Her cross-court pass received by Paisley. Back to Zeminski, high on the right. She's guarded by Briar Klein around the foul line. Bounce pass goes to back to cutting Addison Paisley along the baseline. Thumps inside, goes over to Lyric. Her shot blocked, goes out of bounds. It'll be the John Glenn. A good defense that time inside by the Lady Knights.
A good job there. They thought they might have had a chance to take that one away before she got the shot off, but, you know, a blocked shot is better than letting them get that easy layup.
Into windmill, the Zeminski lobs it left wing. It'll be chased down by Elena Berry. Pass to the corner, grabbed by Zeminski, her three-pointer off the mark. Rebound going to be grabbed by Lair because she was bumped and fouled after she got the rebound. And first team foul called on West Holmes.
You know, right idea there. You're going to go out, try to box out. A little too much contact there, though. That's something you really don't want to give them, these second and third opportunities. The Muskies, a very good shooting team.
Rollins got that foul, embedded to the 6-foot senior Aubrey Lyric, who got that rebound. Lyric now dribbles it to the baseline, picks it up, kicks the right point, received by Perry. Back out top, over to Paisley. Left side goes over to Faith Hayes. Hayes dribbles it, gets a pass out top to Berry. Berry to the foul line, lane. Scoop shot by Berry, off the glass and good. That'll break the scoreless tie. 2-0 lead for John Glenn on the bucket by Elena Berry. West Holmes basketball going left to right. Here's Briar Klein's bass pass inside. Jump hook by Greta Rollins, no good. Rebound juggled. It'll be ripped away. It'll be a held ball. And the arrow going to point to John Glenn. So the held ball, and John Glenn is going to have the basketball.
Now going back to that Berry layup, fantastic head fake at the top of the arc, just able to juke out her defender. That's going to be something the Knights have to watch out for.
Focal pressure is on, and embedded finally, knocked away by Proper, almost got the steal, but grabbed somehow by Hayes. Now into the backcourt, here's the dribble by Addison Paisley at three-quarters court. She'll cross the half-court line, then guarded by Jewel Brown. Gets the handoff. Now we're to Berry. Back out top to Zeminski, dumps it inside, too strong, intended for Lyric, instead out of bounds, and it'll be the first John Glenn turnover.
No, I think Jewel Brown really had a big play, and how that play just couldn't develop right for the Muskies. That's what we saw her do a lot off the bench last year, come in and just be a system wrecker.
West Holmes with a down 2-0. Pass goes out top to Yoder. Dumps it inside to Rollins. Rollins back out top to Aviani Yoder. That three-pointer can be up in the air. Knocks it down, Aviani Yoder. West Holmes has their first lead.
I was telling you before the game, Matt, watch out for Aviani Yoder. She took a few of those in the Dover game and came very close.
She has that now in her arsenal. Ball knocked out of bounds off the hands of Aviani Yoder defensively in the backcourt. It'll stay with John Glenn against that West Holmes full-court pressure.
Yeah, Lyric, you can't just hold that ball above your head with Aviani Yoder there. She can hit that ball, just knock it out. It doesn't hurt the Muskies that time, but now they've got to regroup.
She had 13.7 rebounds in that game against Dover, did Ava Yonioter. John Glenn has it across the midcourt line. Here's Paisley, bounce pass left wing to Elena Berry. Berry dribbles it out top on the right point now, grabbed by Hayes. Hayes holds onto it, back in the corner, into the hands of Paisley. Dumps inside, knocked away and stolen by Ava Yonioter. Here's Breyer Klein on the fast break. Klein drive, lane, runner by Klein, up in the air, going to be good. Ryan Kleiner first two. West Holmes now has a 5-2 advantage. They're on a 5-0 run. And timeout? No.
So I think we have a... Did she step over the line while she was holding on to the basketball?
Apparently so. It's going to be a John Glenn turnover. And that was Hayes, who was trying to inbound it. She's kind of in disbelief, but it'll be their third turnover so far. Inbounded by Proper now to Klein in the corner. Klein has it knocked loose and stolen right back away by Riley Zeminski. Here's the second turnover of West Holmes, and a held ball now. It'll go back to West Holmes. And that'll be the fourth turnover on the Muskies. Well, hot potato right now.
One of the weirdest sequences we've seen at any beginning of a game or not, but looks like Proper's going to go look and inbound this one. I'd like to see them get Proper a look from the corner, but so far the Muskies have been doing a great job face guarding her.
Lady Knights have it in the 5-2 advantage. On the left wing, here's Breyer Klein with a three-pointer. Up in the air, no good by Klein. Rebound to the four, chased down by Aubrey Larrick after a great box out. Here's Zeminski for the Muskies across the half-court line, guarded by Greta Rollins. Now on the right wing, picks it up. Shovels a pass to Larrick out top. Her cross-court pass to Paisley. Back in the left corner goes to Faith Hayes. Out top to Berry. Berry to the foul line. Kicks the right wing. Three-pointer by Zeminski. It's going to be off the mark. Rebound put back by Larrick. Blocked. But then a foul is going to be called on the attempted block inside. Second team foul called against West Holmes. And it's going to be Larrick at the foul line to shoot two. And it's going to be on Avi Yonioter, her first personal foul.
That's Larrick's second offensive board. Third already here. Still 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. You got to box her out. You can't let her get to that basket on the offensive end.
Makes the first free throw. Stay tuned immediately following the game for high school scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by MRV Siding Supply. Blaze and Mullins reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Second free throw, no good. Rebound grab by Breyer Klein. Has it stolen away, though, in the backcourt by Faith Hayes. So the rebound, but then the turnover on West Holmes. Here's the dribble by Paisley to the backcourt, to the corner, around the foul line to Larrick. Spins around, Larrick dribbles it against Breyer Klein to the right block, double team, knocked loose from the floor, goes out of bounds off the hands of Kara McMillan, who just checked in. It'll stay with the Muskies.
Man, I think they put the double team on her that time, looked to get the pass off, but the Knights have the hand in the right spot at the right time. Yeah, I think you're going to have to keep a double team on her most of the night.
Inbounded by Zeminski, who's out top to Berry. She'll corral it. Inside goes to Larrick. Into the corner now. Now the dribble to the foul line. Inside the lane. Runner going to be up in the air. Going to be no good by Paisley. Rebound goes to Breyer Klein. West Holmes ball. Proper. Kleiner second rebound. Pass inside. Grabbed by Andy on Yoder, who lays it in. What a look on the pass by Proper. Yoder has five and a 7-3 advantage for West Holmes. Full court pressure is down. And embedded, finally grabbed by Berry in the backcourt. Gets over to Zeminski, she'll cross the half-court line. Muskies basketball, down by four. 4:14 to play in the first. Pass the corner, received now by Paisley. Her 18-footer going to be up there. No good, but she was fouled by Kara McMillan. 13 foul West Holmes. McMillan has her first personal foul.
Right idea there for McMillan, just a little bit late there. If she got there a hair early, she would have gotten all ball, but... That's the right idea. You want to get the hand in the face where they're taking those mid-range jumpers, but now three team fouls, and once you get to five, you shoot two.
Free throw up in the air by the left-hander, Addison Paisley, 5'6", senior. No good. She has 7 points in that first game in their win over Morgan. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Second free throw going to be no good. Missed to both. Rebound ripped down by Kara McMillan. West Holmes has the ball. Pass goes front court, Breyer Klein. Back to McMillan in the right wing. Dribbles to the foul line. Lane pass to his cross court. Three-pointer by Proper up in the air. Going to be knocked down. Nothing but net by Selena Proper.
And that's what I was saying earlier. I'd love to see Proper get a chance to get some open looks in the corner. She wasn't open a whole lot in that game against Dover, but first time she gets a look tonight, buries it.
And matches her total in that first game against Dover. 10-3 West Holmes. They'll beat the pressure. Does John Glenn drive to the baseline by Zeminski? Lost it off her leg, but it's going to be off of West Holmes, they're going to say. But I think it went off of Zeminski's leg that time.
I thought it did too, but the referee right there is a lot better angle than we do.
It's the voices that matters, you know, Zeminski to inbound. Inbounds it, going to be grabbed by Hayes. She was blocked by Klein, but they call Klein for the foul. 14th foul, West Holmes. Briar Klein, her first personal foul. Looked like a nice block, but must have got part of the hand.
I think that's one of the ones where the referee sees how hard the contact was, not necessarily where it was, and just out of an abundance of safety, blows that one dead. So unfortunate for Klein, but again, made the right play.
Faith Hayes at the free throw line buries the first free throw. She's a 5'8 junior. 10-4 West Holmes. 3:36 to play in the first quarter. And now Hayes set for her second free throw attempt. The junior guard fires it up, and they're going to be good. Buries them both. Her first 2 points of the game. 10-5 West Holmes. Fulker pressure is on by John Glenn. McMillan's pass goes three-quarter square to Proper. She'll cross the half-court line. Proper on the left wing to the baseline. Cross-court pass across the lane. Grabbed and shot up, and they're going to be no good. Inside by Maddie Fair. Rebound picked up by Emily Babcock for John Glenn. She has it across midcourt. Double team, though, out of bounds. Off of West Holmes, they're going to say. So Muskies will have it at side court with 3:19 to play in the first.
Lindsay Belton talking to the official on the near side. I think she thought she saw the referee's hand come up like Fair had been fouled, but the whistle never sounded.
Fair, a 5'5 sophomore. John Glenn has it. The dribble to the foul line by Paisley. Paisley to the baseline. Pass across the lane. Botted away and stolen. Good closeout defense by West Holmes. Proper has it. The fifth John Glenn turnover. Into the front court now McMillan. McMillan out top to Ava Yoder. Her three-pointer is going to be banked in. Ava Yoder. Her second three of the first quarter. She has 8 points overall.
Ava Yoder's really just diversified how she plays the game of basketball. And they're going to get a timeout from John Glenn here. It's great to see her be able to make those shots from deep.
13-5 West Holmes. 2:52 to play first quarter. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hershberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It'll be Muskies basketball out of the timeout. Facing the West Holmes full court rusher. And down by 8. Embedded a grab by Lyric in the backcourt. Lyric gets a pass. Into the hands now of Faith Hayes. Into the front court now. Here's Paisley. Into the corner. Now grabbed by Elena Sigmund, who dribbles it out top. Sigmund, the 5'7 junior. Pass left wing to Paisley. Dribbles it to the foul line. Paisley gets the hand off. Now to Hayes to the foul line. Hands it off to Sigmund. Sigmund to the foul line. Bounce pass goes out top. A little three-man weave now. Over to Paisley. Drive by Hayes. Back out top on the drive. Now over to the hands of Paisley. Paisley drive. Lane. Double team. And she'll be cut off. He gets called for traveling. And for John Glenn, that'll be their sixth turnover of the first quarter.
I thought they were going to call the tie-up there, but either way, it's a turnover.
So West Holmes will have it on the back baseline. No cool fulcrum pressure being shown by the Muskies here. Briar Klein has the basketball across the half-court line. Guarded by Hayes. Pass left wing now. Received on the far end by Rory Wilcox in the game now. She's a 5'7 sophomore. Foul called out top on that pass. First team foul called against John Glenn. And that'll be a slap on Faith Hayes. Of course, her first personal foul.
I just dropped a little bit of a hip check in there, it looked like. Trying to body up and keep her from moving down towards the bucket.
Elena Berry back in for Addison Paisley for John Glenn. West Holmes to inbound. In the hands of Briar Klein. Pass goes left wing now. Received by Kara McMillan. Back out top, deflected. Klein dies after. She grabs it. Here's the dribble by McMillan to the lane. Runner by McMillan. Going to be off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound thought for. Grabbed by McMillan. Her putback no good off the backboard, but she's going to be fouled, they're going to say. I believe that foul going to be on Elena Berry, and McMillan will go to the foul line to shoot two.
Did a great job by McMillan there. You know, she's had two sisters come through this program, and she really reminds me of both in very different ways. She's got the shooting range of her older sister and, pardon me, I lost it there.
Now, you're related to him. You're not allowed to.
I'm not related to him. I
second free throw, no good. Rebound put back going to be no good on the put back by Lily Brown goes out of bounds. And John Glenn is going to have the basketball.
If they're watching tonight, I see the McMillans in the crowd, but if Allie's watching back home, I'm going to get a text message.
AV on the order checks in for Kerry McMillan. Muskies will have the basketball. 8-point advantage for West Holmes in this first quarter. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years, located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Half-court defense being applied by the Lady Knights this time around. That's about the only time we've seen that. And it'll be Faith Hayes across the timeline, calls out the play. Dribbles it high in the left. Picks it up. Around the foul line, the pass goes over to Larrick. Spins around. Larrick around the elbow. Hands it off out top to Zeminski. Back in the right wing. Grabbed by Babcock. Gets it back out top. In the hands of Berry. Drive. Kicks it right wing back. Over to the hands of Faith Hayes. On the left point, Babcock. Now to Zeminski left wing. Dribbles it out top. Her pass goes over to Faith Hayes. Her shot for the foul circle. In and out. And no good by Hayes. Rebound, Breyer Klein. West Holmes ball up 13-5. 1:17 to play in the first. Klein's pass goes right corner to Wilcox. Wilcox's three-pointer going to be way off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Elena Berry. Muskies had the basketball. Berry to the front court. Out top. Berry gets the handoff right wing over to Faith Hayes. Back in the left wing. Grabbed now by Babcock. Gets the handoff to Berry. Berry down to the foul line. Pass goes to the corner now received by Hayes. Hayes, foul line on the dribble. Gets the handoff. Here's the dribble by Babcock. She's cut off. On the left wing, the pass goes over to Berry. Drive, lane run by Berry. Going to be blocked by Andy Onyurner. Rebound and grab by Berry, though. Three-pointer top of the key by Faith Hayes. That's going to be knocked down. Faith Hayes, her first field goal. She has 5 points. 13-8 lead now for West Holmes. Lady Knights have it. Here's Breyer Klein, a three-quarter score. She'll cross the half-court line. 29 seconds to play in the first quarter. Klein, guarded tightly by Hayes, and finally going to be what? A foul called. No, a timeout called by West Holmes. 25 seconds to play in the first. West Holmes a five-point lead. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM. If you're looking for a nice-sized two-bedroom home that is a great alternative to buying a condo, then check out this property at 102 Quinn Circle in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $319,000. The home has a new kitchen with hard surface countertops and high-end appliances. The flooring has been replaced throughout the home, while the laundry off the kitchen has a separate room for folding and keeping cleaning supplies. Updated light fixtures and a fresh coat of paint has been added to the walls and trim. Located in the West Olds Local School District. For more information, choose a date and time to see this property, contact Daniel Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com. Reminder, we are video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication Team of Natalie Holbrook and Andrew Dunlap. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Blazin' Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. The ball inbounded to Breyer Klein. It was a held ball, and an arrow points to John Glenn. So West Holmes going to get a turnover out of that. That's their sixth turnover of this first, the year fourth turnover, rather, for West Holmes in the first quarter. So Muskies have it, 19 seconds to play. Into the front court. Here's a dribble by Paisley. Kicks it out top to Berry. Berry looking. On the right wing, Zeminski has the basketball. Dribbles it to the baseline. Cross-court pass. Left corner goes to Babcock. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to Breyer Klein. 3 seconds. Klein will not get the shot off. That'll close it out for the first quarter of play. At the end of one from John Glenn, it's West Holmes 13, John Glenn 8. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and the Black Friday appliance savings run all month long. Get a large capacity General Electric washer and dryer at just $499 each, or save $1,780 on a four-piece GE kitchen package, including a French door refrigerator, range, microwave, and dishwasher for the low price of just $2,700. Get free in-carton drop-off or professional installation on all appliances. It's Black November at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83, or shop 24/7 at millersburgelectric.com.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Hey, reminder, we are video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication Team. Of course, Natalie Holbrook is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Andrew Dunlap is working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream for tonight's game. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Blaze and Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. Westholm's ball that began the second quarter. Proprietor's double team gets called for traveling, trying to get out of that double team. And it'll be John Glenn basketball. First quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel, where West Holmes was 3 of 5 on 3-point tries for 60% shooting. John Glenn 1 of 4 for 25%. West Holmes 2 of 5 from 2-point range for 40%. John Glenn was 2 of 4 for 50%. John Glenn with the ball on the floor here in the second quarter. Zabinski's pass inside the Lyric. And going to be a foul called, I believe. Going to call that on Rollins, I believe.
I guess so. That'll be her second, I believe. But I don't know. It looked to me like she walked there. It looked like Rollins was straight up. They're being pretty strict down in the paint.
First team foul of the quarter on West Holmes. Embedded under the basket. Grabbed now by Paisley. Backs it up to the left wing. Gets it out top to Faith Hayes for the Muskies. Hayes crossover. Dribbles it to the foul line. Pass goes to the corner. Now grabbed by Berry. Dribbles it left wing. Gets it back out top to Zabinski. Back in the corner, Berry. Berry drive. Lane around by Berry. Blocked inside by Ava Yonigunner. Rebound to Proper. Proper on the fast break for West Holmes. Exit left wing. Three-pointer by Breyer Klein. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed, however, by Greta Rollins. Gets it out top to Proper. Back in the left wing, Breyer Klein dribbles it to the baseline. Under the bucket, double team. Gets away from him. Her pass inside of cutting Selena Proper, who lost it out of bounds, but off of John Glenn. And West Holmes will have the basketball. Also in that first quarter, West Holmes 0 for 2 from the foul line. John Glenn 3 for 6 for 50%. John Glenn out rebounding West Holmes 9-8. Six turnovers for the Muskies, 4 for the Lady Knights in the first quarter of play. Well, inbounded again, knocked out of bounds. However, by Addison Paisley, West Holmes will again have the inbounds pass.
Of the 8 rebounds the Knights have, 4 of them came from Breyer Klein.
Klein now to inbound. Into the corner to Ava Yonigunner. On the left wing, Proper. Proper shovels it out top, back to Klein. Klein dribbles it, top of the key. On the right wing, back to Proper. Proper, back to Klein. Klein, three-pointer. Up in the air is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Ava Yonigunner under the basket. Gets a handoff back to Rollins, who's knocked out of bounds. And the Lady Knights will keep the basketball.
That's two possessions in a row. You know, a three-pointer missed by Klein, but Knight's able to get an offensive board.
Almost stolen the inbounds pass. Grabbed by Klein, though. Klein, three-pointer, goes up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Finally grabbed by Alaric. So a lot of chances, but no points for West Holmes on that possession. Here's Hayes. Back to the corner. Grabbed by Zabinski. Back out top Hayes, but she's down instead by Addison Paisley near the midcourt line. She'll get the call from head coach Gary Sigmund. With 6.5 to play, second quarter. Paisley to the left wing. Gets it back out top to Berry. On the right wing, Zabinski has the basketball. Guarded by Proper. Zabinski, three-pointer. Top of the key is going to be good. Riley Zabinski, her first points of the half. 13-11 lead now for West Holmes, down to 2.
Can't let the Muskies get hot here. They've had a good look at 3 a few times here.
Here's Klein to the foul line, out top Proper, right quarter now to Joel Brown. Her three-pointer is going to be off the mark, missed everything. Rebound grabbed, though, in the opposite corner by Klein. Out top to Proper. Proper to the foul line, back to Klein. Klein's three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Greta Rollins. Outlet pass out top, goes across the midcourt line and stolen by Hayes. Her layup no good, though. Rebound Joel Brown. Lady Knights have it again. Brown on the fast break. Drive. Lane. Back in the corner now. Greta Rollins with an 18-footer. Going to be way off the mark. Rebound by Ava Yonigunner. Her putback is going to be no good. Rebound finally grabbed by Aubrey Larrick. Fury of action, but no points. And Muskies have it down by 2. 5:20 to play in the second quarter. And West Holmes has not gotten the ball to Ava Yonigunner for a while. She had that 8-point first quarter. That ball will be thrown away by Zabinski. And John Glenn has their now 7th turnover of the first half.
It looks like the Muskies are really focusing on Breyer Klein and Aviana Yoder right now defensively. They're not letting Aviana Yoder get anything down near the block.
Shot for the foul line by Klein. Actually, a pass inside to Aviana Yoder. Back out top, down to Breyer Klein. Klein will back it up to reset the offense. Back in the corner to Joel Brown. Inside to Ava Yonigunner. Her shot off the glass is good. That time they got it to her, and she converts. Yoder now has 10. 15-11 a lead for West Olds. Fulker pressure is on. Embedded. Going to be stolen away by Klein. Her layup is going to be good. Ryan Klein with a steal of the bucket. She has four. 17-11 lead now for the Lady Knights.
And the full court press making an appearance again. I think it's just kind of getting under the Muskie's skin at the wrong moments.
Zemyski now to the front court. Down to the baseline. Backs it up to the corner. Her pass goes out top. Stolen away by Joel Brown. Brown on the fast break. Takes it to the bucket. Pass across the lane. Stolen away by Paisley. She'll take it the other direction. Paisley's pass. Under the bucket. Too strong. Out of bounds. And back and forth with the turnovers now. And John Glenn up to 10 of those. And West Olds has 7 turnovers in this first half.
You know, that's a good idea there from Jewel Brown. Trying to find Proper on the other side of that pass. But I think she has a good chance if she just takes it up to the bucket. I know a little size mismatch there for her. But I think she would have had just as good of a shot laying that one up on the fast break.
Lady Knights have the ball up by 6. Here's Klein. Cross-court pass right side. Joel Brown out top. Proper. Proper to the foul line. Dumps it inside. Back in the corner now to Breyer Klein. Dry lane. Lost it on the 4. Grabbed on the right wing by Joel Brown. Inside. She'll throw it away. It'll be the 8th turnover on West Holmes. Muskies basketball. Paisley drive to the lane. Paisley blocked inside by Proper. They call her for the foul, though. That's the 2nd team foul, West Holmes. Proper has her first. And now to the foul line will be 5'6 senior guard Addison Paisley.
Paisley 0 of 2 from the line so far this evening.
Has no points. Stay tuned immediately following the game for high school scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by MRV Siding Supply. Blaisdell Mullins reporting to all the area girls basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. First free throw attempt, no good by Paisley. And she'll have one more to go. Checking in, Kara McMillan, replacing Greta Rollins. She's joined by Breyer Klein, Ava Yonioter, Joel Brown is out there, and Zelina Proper. Second free throw is up by Paisley. That's going to be good. Splits the pair. Her first point tonight. 17-12 lead for West Olds. They had the ball. Proper's pass. Left wing to Klein. Klein dribbles it. Shot for the corner by Klein. Up in the air. No good. Rebound. 5-4 is going to be what? Grabbed by Paisley, and then a foul called by West Holmes going over the back.
Haviana Yoder going to pick up her second, and the Knights getting in some foul trouble here now.
13 foul on the Lady Knights. Fulker pressure was on. Inbound and a grab to the backcourt by Elena Sigmund. Gets the handoff back to Hayes. Hayes dribbles it across the midcourt line, guarded by Proper. Poke loose by Proper and stolen away by Kara McMillan. Back to Proper. Proper dribbles it. Spins away from the double team and has it across the midcourt line. The 11th turnover on John Glenn. Here's Klein to the foul line. Cross-court pass to Brown. Into the corner now. Three-pointer by McMillan is going to be way off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Addison Paisley. Muskies basketball. Paisley to the front court. Pass right to the foul line. Zeminski. I should say the shot up in the air by Lucy Sweeney is no good. And rebound goes to Breyer Klein.
I think that one was partially blocked there, Matt.
Pass inside to Yoder, who lays it in. Nice look on the pass. Yoder finishes the job. She has 12 first half points.
She's 3 of 4 from two-point range, 2 of 2 from downtown so far.
19-12 West Holmes. John Glenn has it. Here's Paisley out top. Gets the handoff back over to Emily Babcock. The junior bounce pass inside, deflected, and is stolen away by Breyer Klein. Turnover number 12 on the Muskies. Here's Proper to the front court, pass to McMillan. McMillan to the baseline, and she gets called for steps. Turnover on West Holmes, and they're now up to 9 in the first half.
It looked like it was pretty close there. Must have just shuffled that foot before she put the ball on the floor. But I'll tell you what, the Knights doing a great job in the middle of the court. They're not letting Larrick really get a whole lot of touches on the ball. Anytime a pass comes into the paint, there's a Knight there swiping at it. And the last few trips have been able to take it away.
It caused some havoc in there. It'll be Muskies with it across the midcourt line. Paisley has it, gets the handoff. Picked up by Sigmund, picks it up too soon. Her pass back to Paisley, guarded tightly on that far side by Maddie Fair. Around the midcourt line to Faith Hayes. Hayes dribbles it right wing. Lost it on the 4, out of bounds. It'll stay with John Glenn, though. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Zeminski to inbound, does so inside, going to be grabbed by Sigmund, her shot blocked, rebound grabbed by Greta Rollins, after the block by Maddie Fair. Westall's ball, Proper has it out top, right wing back to Fair. Fair picks it up around the foul line to Proper. Proper to the lane, picks the left side back to Rory Wilcox, and she'll have it thrown away. The steal by Faith Hayes, the 10th West Toll server. Drive, lane, Paisley with a runner, off the glass, no good. Rebound, fought four, going to be tied up, I believe, yes. And the arrow going to point to John Glenn, they're winning the sack. So Muskies will keep it with 1:49 to play in the second quarter. 7-point advantage for West Holmes.
It's just been kind of the most inopportune times with those tie-ups so far in this one, but the Knights defense still trying to stand strong.
Here's Larrick on the right post. Gets the handoff now. Grabbed now by Zeminski. Three-pointer for the right wing. Going to be no good by Paisley. Rebound by Zeminski, however. Zeminski now with a three-pointer. Going to be no good. Rebound. Grabbed by Faith Hayes. Hayes gets the handoff, and she'll be fouled. Foul on the four. I believe that's going to be slapped on Lily Brown. 14 foul West Holmes. That would be Brown's first personal foul.
No fouls on the Muskies yet this quarter. I think they only had one in the first quarter, man.
Yeah. And Muskies, as a result, will have the basketball to inbound beneath their own backcourt. Zeminski looking. And hands the basket at right post. Goes inside now to Berry, who's double-teamed. Under the basket to Zeminski. Her cross-court pass to left wing back to Paisley. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Larrick. Larrick puts it back up. Going to be good on the foul. Larrick went over the back of Maddie Fair. They said that she didn't make contact, though. Tall enough to get the board into the putback. Has a chance for a three-point play. Larrick has 3 points down.
I said earlier they've been doing a good job keeping her in check, but again, you know, just a little bit of a mismatch in size there, able to get the bucket, and the officials thought she was fouled, so a chance for three.
Fair the foul. Free throw by Larrick is no good, though. Rebound grabbed by Lily Brown. West Holmes ball. They have a 19-14 advantage. Breyer Klein to the front court. Dribbles it high on the right. Spins around out top. Klein started tightly, and the pass goes right wing over to Maddie Fair. And dumps it inside to Grunner Wallace. Her shot no good. Rebound going to be chased down by Riley Zeminski. 1 minute to play in the half. Matt Quay alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast. Zeminski's pass goes high on the right side to Faith Hayes. Hayes dribbles it out top. Hayes comes to a jump stop, pass inside to Larrick. Larrick for the right post. Her shot is no good. Rebound to Grunner Wallace. Pass goes front court now to Lily Brown. Nice look inside goes to Maddie Fair. Her layup is going to be good on the foul. Foul on Berry. Maddie Fair, a chance for a three-point play. Second personal on Berry. First team foul of the quarter on the Muskies. Again, Maddie Fair, the 5'9 sophomore, is at the foul line.
Well, Maddie Fair got the unsuspecting start, I should say, in that game against Dover. Did come in, played some good minutes against the Tornadoes so far. Now a rebound and chance for 3 points.
Free throw by Fair is up. Going to be in and out and no good. Rebound tipped away on the four. Dove after and going to be a held ball. Arrow sure point to West Holmes this time around. So the Lady Knights will keep the basketball with 39.3 seconds to play in the second quarter. Now Kara McMillan is in, and also Ava Yonioder checking back in. Checking out will be Maddie Fair and Joel Brown.
That was Maddie Fair down there on the floor trying to get her own rebound there, trying to earn some more of those varsity minutes.
Good hustle. Points right there for her. Embedded into the hands of Ava Yonioder. Out to pop down to Greta Wallace. Back in the corner now to Kara McMillan. Kicks it back out top to Klein. Left wing to Proper. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Will be chased down by Proper out top. On the left wing to Breyer Klein. Thought about it. Back out top instead to Proper. 20 seconds to play in the half. Back in the corner to Ava Yonioder. Finds Klein with it high on the left side. Into the corner now to Proper. Proper to the baseline. Cross-court pass to McMillan. Right block. Juggles it. Grabs it again. She'll find Klein right wing. 9 seconds to go. Klein top of the key. Now to the foul line. To the lane. Into the corner. Three-pointer up in the air by Ava Yonioder. Going to be knocked down. 1-2. That'll do it here for the half. Breyer Klein from deep. I should say Ava Yonioder from deep, rather. Knocks it down for West Holmes. Ava Yonioder makes it a 24-14 halftime advantage for West Holmes. We'll take a break. Come back with the half-court numbers after this on WKLM.
Get ready for Thanksgiving with these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have honeysuckle whole frozen turkeys while supplies last, $1.28 a pound, black label Hormel bacon, $4.98, USDA choice New York strip steak, $9.98 a pound. We also have twin pack whole pork shoulder, $1.58 a pound, 21 to 25 count southern seas raw shrimp, $6.98, 10 pound bag of genuine Idaho potatoes, $4.48, 3 pound bag of California navel oranges, $3.98, and large stock celery, $1.48 a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
MEV Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEV Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEV Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
It is halftime in girls high school basketball from John Glenn. West Holmes has a 10-point advantage of 24-14 over the Muskies. West Holmes led 13-8 after the first quarter and outscored the Muskies 11-6 in the second. And West Holmes has a 24-14 lead at the half. Leading the way individually for West Holmes, that was Aviana Yoder, who was outstanding in that first half for the Lady Knights. For Yoder, she was 3-for-3 from downtown. That's right, 3-for-3 from deep, and also 3-for-4 from two-point range. Aviana Yoder had 15 first-half points to lead all scores. After that, it was 4 points for Briar Klein in the first half. She was 0-for-5 on three-point tries and 2-for-4 from two-point range for her total of 4 points. 3 points also scored by Selena Proper and 2 points for Maddie Fair, running out the West Holmes total of 24. For John Glenn, leading the way, that was Faith Hayes. Hayes, in that first half, she would finish up for her going 1-for-1 from beyond the arc, 0-for-2 from two-point range, 2-for-2 for the foul line. Hayes had 5 points but did not score in the second quarter. 3 points apiece also for Aubrey Lyric and Riley Zeminski. 2 points for Elena Berry. 1 point scored by Addison Paisley, running out the Muskies' total of 14. Halftime score, West Holmes 24 and John Glenn 14. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. West Holmes from three-point land, 4 of 13 for 31% in that first half. From inside the arc, they were 6 of 14 for 43%, so 10 of 27 from the floor for 31%. On the other side for John Glenn, 2 of 7 for 29% from downtown, 2 of 12 for 17%. They're shooting combined 4 of 19 for 21% from the floor. West Holmes 0 of 3 from the charity stripe, 4 of 9 for 44% for the Muskies. West Holmes with an edge rebounding, 22 total rebounds, 11 of them on the offensive end. Meanwhile, the Muskies, 19 total rebounds, 10 offensive. Muskies with two more turnovers, 12-10, and they lead that category after one half of play.
Individually on the boards, leading the way for West Holmes, Briar Klein had 6 boards in the first half. Also, 4 rebounds for Greta Rollins. She had 2 offensive and also 3 offensive rebounds by Ava Yanni-Oder in that first half. For John Glenn, Aubrey Lyric had 6 rebounds, 3 at the offensive end, and also 2 boards apiece for Addison Paisley, Elena Berry, and Riley Zeminski. Halftime score, a 24-14 lead for West Holmes, and 15 of those 24 coming from Ava Yanni-Oder.
And if I'm Coach Belton, I'm putting Yoder in that corner and just saying, take it. Take the corner three, because it seems to be working. Klein, you know, she's hit a few, but she's also missed a few. Really, if the Knights can get just one more person kind of being a scoring threat, that would really open up the court for them to run more of their offense. But so far, Briar Klein, Aviana Yoder, doing exactly what they did in the Dover game, and that's keeping the Knights in on the scoreboard. But, I mean, you look, what, a total of 4 field goals scored by John Glenn, 4 of their points coming from the charity strike. This should be a 14-point game, not a 24-point game.
Halftime score again, West Holmes, a 24-14 advantage. Back with the second half after this on WKOM.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you are dealing with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
Palm Marine Hospital Auxiliary's 15th Annual Christmas Festival is taking place at the Berlin Grand Hotel in downtown Berlin. On Friday, December 6th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is $5 per person, with children 14 and under free. Prepare to be enchanted by a stunning array of over 100 beautifully decorated Christmas trees, wreaths, centerpieces, displays, and small furniture pieces, all available for purchase. All proceeds from the festival will directly benefit Palm Marine Hospital's mission of caring for our community's health, patient care equipment, and facility improvements that serve our community. Plan to attend Palm Marine Hospital Auxiliary's Christmas Festival on December 6th and 7th at the Berlin Grand Hotel.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
just about ready for the start of the second half. Again, reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our partnership with Claxon Communications. Natalie Holbrook is producing tonight's live stream coverage. Andrew Dunlap is working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage of tonight's game. We're also, of course, on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Blazed and Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. McCoy alongside with you, alongside Jake Seidel here from John Glenn. The Muskies have it to inbound to start the second half. Szymanski inbounds it to Paisley, going from left to right. Paisley to the front court, dribbles it against Proper to the right wing. Dribbles it out top. Still has it to the foul line. Pass inside, back to Courtney Szymanski. Her layup, though, no good. Rebound grabbed inside by Eva Yonigoder. Westall's ball going right to left with it in the second half. Klein's pass to the corner, goes to Proper. Back out top to Klein. Klein surveys it. Pass inside, goes to Yoder. Another corner to Proper. Her three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound going to be corralled by Szymanski. And she'll be fouled by Briar Klein, who over her back. First team foul, West Holmes. Klein has her second personal.
Szymanski up to three rebounds now.
It'll be Muskies with it on the back baseline against the West Holmes full court pressure. Faith Hayes to inbound, the 5'8 junior guard. Hayes, baseball pass to the front court, goes to a wide open Paisley. Her layup is going to be good, so you throw it over the top of the press defense and it works out. Nobody there to stop her, and Paisley, her first field goal tonight. 24-16 West Holmes.
Looked like she just beat the defensive back there.
Three-pointer for the quarter by Joel Brown, meanwhile, is no good. That came for the quarter, knocked out of bounds by Greta Rollins, and Muskies will have it.
Coach Belton upset, telling the official she was over the back for the fourth time.
Right.
Knights have not been getting the benefit of a lot of those calls so far tonight.
They have not. Embedded against the pressure to Lair. Her pass to be thrown away, though, by over to Eva Yonigoder, back to Proper inside. Her pass deflected to Brown. Hack out top to Klein, right wing back to Greta Rollins. Shovels it out top, Proper. Left wing to Briar Klein. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Great ball movement, and Klein, her first made three-pointer tonight. 7 points for Klein, 27-16 West Holmes. Pressure is on. Into the backcourt goes to Faith Hayes. She'll dribble at a three-quarter score. Hayes still with it in the backcourt, guarded by Brown. Now across the timeline, just in time to Paisley, who dribbles the right wing, spins around to the foul line, to the lane. Into the corner to be in the hands of Szymanski. She'll find Berry, her three-pointer knocked down. Elena Berry from deep.
An impressive no-look pass there from Szymanski. Really faked that she was going to drive.
Three-pointer by Klein. No good for the right wing. Rebound goes inside to Berry. John Glenn basketball. Here's Paisley to the front court, to the foul line. Her shot blocked inside by Ava Yonigoder. Rebound goes to Greta Wilson. She'll be fouled by Alaric. First team foul on John Glenn. And now Alaric has her first personal foul. But the Twin Towers that time of Rollins and Ava Yonigoder getting it done on the defensive end.
And that's what you need to see so far in this one. Yoder already two defensive rebounds in this quarter.
27-19 Lady Knights. They had the ball. Under the front court to Klein on the left wing. Out top, Joel Brown. Right side goes to Proper. Inside the paint goes to Waltz. Back to Yoder. Back out top to Joel Brown. Left corner now to Briar Klein. Inside goes to Rollins. She'll be fouled from behind, though, on Lyric. And Lyric with back-to-back fouls now. Her second personal, second team foul on the Muskies.
I've been watching Lyric play in the paint the last few possessions. She's getting a lot of contact in there, and she's had a lot of leeway. That time, though, she came out, smacked the hand of Aviana Yoder. Can't really sell that one.
Three-pointer for the quarter by Klein. They're going to be, waved off. They're going to be offensive foul called.
Away from the bucket, it looks like. They're going to give Aviana Yoder the foul.
That's her third personal, second team foul on West Holmes. The jewelry store in Millersburg has custom family jewelry with birthstones for each family member that will be appreciated by grandmothers, mothers, and daughters. Take advantage of sale prices now and order by December 11th for guaranteed Christmas delivery at the jewelry store in historic downtown Millersburg. Pressure is on by West Holmes. Lyric in the backcourt. Now to Faith Hayes. She'll dribble it across the midcourt line to Berry. Berry's double-teamed immediately, though. Berry spins around and what?
They're going to call West Holmes on a foul there, and I'm kind of shocked we didn't see Berry get called for a foul out swinging elbows like that. I mean, we talk about player safety so much. I can't understand why they would let her swing an elbow like that.
First personal foul on Proper, 13 foul West Holmes. Here's Szymanski out top near the midcourt line. Dribbles it out left wing. Bounce pass goes to the corner. Received now by Hayes. Hayes, three-pointer left wing, going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be chased down by Kara McMillan. She threw it away. Grabbed by Hayes. Her layup is good. Faith Hayes now has 7. 27-21 West Holmes. They hand the ball. Here's Proper to the right wing, now in the hands of Jewel Brown. Back out top to Proper. Roper dribbles it to the foul line. Into the corner goes to McMillan. Her three-pointer is going to be off the mark. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Brown, but John Glenn will have the basketball. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by MRV Siding Supply. Blaisdell Mullins reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Fulker pressure is on, embedded and grabbed to the backcourt by Berry. Over to Larrick. She'll find Faith Hayes. Now to Berry, into the front court to Zeminski on the right wing. Zeminski to the corner against Karen McMillan. Pass inside, goes to Hayes. Lost it, rolls out of bounds. No, stolen away before it went out of bounds by Briar Klein. Klein at three-quarter score, now across the timeline. A 14th John Glenn turnover. Klein, some contact, no foul. Her pass goes left side to Joel Brown, who dribbles it out top. On the right wing, back to Proper. Cross-court pass back to Briar Klein. Head fake, dribbles it inside the Greta Rollins. Back to Briar Klein. Klein's cross-court pass goes to Proper. Proper to the baseline. Her runner up in the air, going to be no good, missed everything. Rebound goes to Zeminski. Muskie's basketball on the fast break. Here's Paisley. Pass inside goes to Hayes. Hayes shot up in the air, going to be no good, but she was hacked on the arm. And now Hayes to the foul line to shoot a pair of free throws.
I think we're going to see Coach Belton have to burn a timeout here pretty quick, Matt, with this lead kind of just bleeding down here.
That's the 14th foul on the Lady Knights. Brown also with her second personal foul. Hayes, the free throw, going to be good. She's now up to 8 points on the evening. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Threaded Ink player of the game. That player receives a T-shirt courtesy of Threaded Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Four and a half to play in the third. As Larrick does check out with those two personal fouls, in for her is 6 foot freshman Brinley Caveza.
If I'm the Knights right now, I'm running everything straight to the rim with Larrick out.
Second free throw going to be good on the bounce for Faith Hayes, who now has 9 points, four of those in the quarter. 27-23 West Holmes. They hand the ball. Proper across the midcourt line on the left wing. Picks it up. Around the foul line, the Klein dumps it inside the Rollins. Nice look. Layup was going to be good. Rollins has her first two. 29-23 lead for West Holmes. Pressure is on. That pass goes in the hands of Zeminski. Her pass deflected. Stolen by Briar Klein. Klein on the right wing. Drive to the baseline. Her layup off the glass is good. Klein now has 9, 5 of the quarter, 31-23 West Holmes.
Just what I was saying, you take the rim protector out, that's leaving the back door open for the Knights, and it's going to bring a timeout from John Glenn.
After the 15th John Glenn turnover of the game, 31-23 Lady Knights, 3:58 to play, third quarter. This is Girls High School Basketball on WKLM.
Meltway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Meltway Paving at 330-279-9000. Meltway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
8-point advantage for West Holmes. It was John Glenn who got it within 4 points here, but the West Holmes, all of a sudden, a pressure defense caused back-to-back buckets for them and back up to an 8-point advantage.
Well, they were able to attack the rim with Aubrey Larrick sitting on the bench with two fouls right now. They really need her to stay in this game for her defensive prowess. So good kind of sitter here. You've seen that you're able to make a run against West Holmes if you're John Glenn on the other side. If you're the Knights, if they're going to leave that back door open, you just have to keep running it. And honestly, with the way Larrick pick up two fouls here in the second half, when she comes back in, I wouldn't be surprised to see them try to go at her, get her to commit a blocking foul or something. Just get her off her rhythm, get the middle open there so you don't have to keep shooting from the perimeter.
Again, this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of Claxon Communications. And we're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. It'll be Muskies basketball out of the timeout. In the backcourt, near side of inbound is Faith Hayes, the 5A junior. Does so, and the pass goes to Addison Paisley. The senior dribbles it across the midcourt line, guarded by Selena Proper. Proper steals it away. Proper to the basket. Her layup is going to be good with the right hand. Proper has 5. West Holmes now a 10-point lead. Pressure is on. Hayes, double team, gets a pass off. Into the front court. The dribble now by Sigmund. Her pass goes left wing, Paisley. Paisley to the foul line. To Lane. Her 10-footer going to be in and out. No good. Rebound to the 4. Saved by McMillan. Out of bounds off of John Glenn, though. And West Olson Dean will have the basketball.
Although that is their third team offensive first defensive team rebound tonight, looking at the wrong side of the court.
33-23, West Holmes has the advantage in the basketball. 3.5 to play, third quarter. Proper with it in the backcourt. Dribbles it against Hayes across the timeline. Pass goes to Breyer Klein. Klein dribbles it, lobs it out top, and throws it away. Telegraph that pass, and a steal by Babcock. Here pass goes right into the foul circle now to Hayes. Hayes to the baseline, under the bucket, reverse layup, no good. Rebound grabbed by Klein. She's bumped and fouled by Faith Hayes. That will be a foul. 13 foul on the Muskies, and now Hayes has her second personal foul.
That is going to be number 7 in the rebound department for Breyer Klein tonight. And Larrick's checked back in for this ball game in the post.
And full court pressure on by the Muskies, inbounded by Klein, finally does so to Zelina Proper. Proper dribbles it, and I believe a foul can be called on Emily Babcock. So it'll be the fourth team foul on John Glenn. Babcock has her first personal foul. 3:10 to play in the third. Again, the full court pressure is on.
Both teams going to be in the bonus now for the last 3 minutes of this third quarter.
Pass goes over to Maddie Fair, who will crash the timeline. Dribbles against the pressure, knocked loose and stolen away by Paisley. Paisley dribbles it across the midcourt line the other way. Paisley to the foul line, into the corner. Grabbed by Faith Hayes. Hayes on the left wing. Now to the foul line. Her pass deflected and stolen away by Kira McMillan. McMillan on the fast break. McMillan to the bucket. And what? Going to be a double dribble going to be called.
I'm not sure you can, if the ball is trapped between your hand and the opponent, is it a double dribble? Because that's what it looks like to me.
Our view is kind of blocked there from the defensive player, but either way, that's going to be the 15th turnover on West Holmes. Each team, now John Glenn, I believe, 17 turnovers, but very similar in that category between the two sides. And that is Lyric.
Each team with 5 this quarter.
Yeah. It'll be Hayes with it across the midcourt, like holes out to play. 2:40 to play in the third. That pass to the left wing, grabbed by Sigmund. Hands it back off to Hayes. Hayes dribbles into near midcourt. Pro close, but that time a foul is called on Proper. Earlier she got a steal, that time the caller for the reach-in. That's the second team personal foul on Proper. The 15th foul West also will be a bonus situation.
Yeah, she kind of poked at it, and then I think the foul's coming when she tried to reach beyond after the ball got loose. You know, not necessarily a bad thing to have happen, except that's Proper's second foul of the game.
Hayes' free throw up going to be no good on the first attempt. She has 9 points this evening.
That's the first free throw she's missed tonight.
And buried 4 of them before that. Now set for her second attempt. Rory Wilcox is in for West Holmes. That second free throw no good as well. Rebound to Kara McMillan. West Holmes ball, McMillan across the midcourt line. McMillan drives the lane, pass to the corner, goes over to Lily Brown. Her three-pointer knocked down. Brown off the bench and buries it from the far corner.
You know, we saw it in JV games last year and a few times this year. Brown can bury those threes when she's open in the corner.
She can shoot it. Pass inside, grabbed by Babcock. Backs it in. Babcock picks it back to the corner. Shot by Sigmund, going to be no good. It was a three-point shot missed. Rebound will be picked up by Proper. Roper's pass front court goes to Ava Yoder. Her layup off the last is going to be good with the left hand. Yoder has 17, her first points of the quarter. West Holmes a 38-23 advantage.
She's missed 1 field goal tonight, Matt.
She's been efficient, no doubt about it. Out top goes to Berry. Berry looking, lobs it inside. Out of bounds off the hands that time of Sigmund. That'll be a turnover in the 18th on John Glenn. I think the biggest thing of note that time, Jake, is the West Holmes had trouble scoring without Andy Onion are doing so in the first half, but the West Olds has been able to get contributions from other people in this third quarter.
Yeah, you look, field goals from Breyer Klein, Zelina Proper, and Greta Rollins here in the third quarter. And Lily Brown with that big three-pointer. That's really been the difference here in the third.
Lady Knights have it. Here's Brown with it on the left wing. Brown, top of the key, gets the handoff, juggles it back to Brown. Brown drives to the lane. Her pass left side goes to Lily Brown. That three-pointer going to be knocked down. The Brown connection. Lily Brown buries it for her second three-pointer.
It was a little bit of an awkward outlet pass, but a great shot.
That shot, meanwhile, shot off the, going to be no good by Hayes. Her foot was on the line. Rebound go grabbed inside by Winland. Dumps it inside to Berry. Back in the left wing, three-pointer goes up with the air, going to be no good by Ava Winland. Rebound finally picked up by Breyer Klein. climb back, a double team into the backcourt, gets a pass off to Ava Yonaguter. She will track it down. Into the front court to Jewel Brown. Brown, close to half-court violation, I think it was, but they missed it. Brown has it out top. 45 seconds to play in the third. The handoff goes to Briar Klein. Back in the left wing to Rory Wilcox. Dribbles it to the baseline. Picks the left wing back over to Briar Klein. Klein dribbles it to the foul line. Cut off. The handoff to Jewel Brown. She'll be bumped in. Apparently going to be a foul. She's close to bumping into her own teammate, but that'll be a 15 foul on John Glenn instead.
I think Hayes bumped Klein, and that's what the foul's going to be, and that's what caused the bump to Brown. So Klein going to go shoot two.
Third personal foul on Faith Hayes. Klein lines it up with the bonus situation. It's going to be up in the air, going to be good.
And she is just two rebounds away from a double-double now with 10 points.
She has 6 points in the quarter, 10 points for the ballgame. Second free throw by the 5'6 junior. That's going to be up in the air. That's going to be good. 11 points for her matches her total from that Dover contest. 20-point advantage for West Holmes at 43-23. Muskies basketball. Of course, they're without Maya Oliver, who had 23 points in their season opening win over Morgan. Out with the injury tonight. Back in the left wing goes to Paisley. Into the corner now, received by Winland. Back out top and juggled and grabbed by Elena Sigmund. Her pass goes near side to Paisley. Paisley spins around, gets the handoff. Zeminski, three-pointer up of the air, going to be knocked down from the top of the key. Zeminski has her second three-pointer tonight. 43-26, West Holmes pass inside. The front court goes to Yoder. Shot at the buzzer by Yoder is no good. And I'll do it here for the third quarter of play. At the end of three, West Holmes 43, John Glenn 26. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
West Holmes outscored John Glenn 19-12 in that third quarter of play. The Lady Knights have it to begin the fourth quarter with that 17-point lead. Here's Proper to the front court, dribbles it to the foul line. To the left wing, pass goes to Briar Klein. Out top to Greta Rollins. On the right wing, back to Proper. Back to Rollins out top. Back in the corner to Jewel Brown. She'll dribble it. Brown out top of the pass to Proper. Proper to the foul line. Dribbles it to the baseline. Run by Proper. Blocked inside by Lyric. Rebound goes to Paisley. Muskies basketball. Paisley with it across the midcourt line. On the right wing. Out top of the pass to Zeminski. Back in the left side to Sigmund. Into the corner. Here's a drive by Barry. Inside the Lyric, backs it in. Barrick, layup off the last. No good, though. Rebound goes to Rollins. West Holmes basketball. Proper to the front court. 43-26 West Holmes to begin the fourth. Briar Klein loves it inside. Goes over to Rollins. Her layup was going to be good on the pick and roll, and Rollins will finish it off.
We saw that a few times in the Dover game, that great pick and roll. And Rollins fakes it out easy. She acts like she's going away from the pick, wide open on the block.
She has 4 points, 45-26, Lady Knights. John Glenn basketball. Here's Lyric with it near the midcourt line. Gets the handoff down to Zeminski. Dribbles it high in the right. Down to the right wing. Zeminski picks it up. Pass inside under the bucket. Going to be chased down by Berry. Back in the left wing to Paisley. Out top. Received by Sigmund. Right wing on the three-pointer by Zeminski. Going to be no good. Rebound batted around to the four. Going to be saved by Lyric. Back in the corner to Zeminski. That three-pointer by Zeminski. Off the mark again. Rebound goes to Proper. Lady Knights ball to the front court. Over to Briar Klein. Klein to the bucket. Her layup going to be no good, but she was fouled. She was hammered inside by Elena Berry. First team foul on John Glenn, and Berry has her third personal foul, third quarter numbers, courtesy of Jake Seidel, where Wes Tolles was 2 of 4 with three-pointers for 50%. John Glenn, 2 of 5 for 40% shooting. Wes Tolles, 4 for 6 from two-point range for 67%. John Glenn was 2 of 7 for 29%. Wes Tolles, 2 of 2 for the foul line. John Glenn was 2 of 4 for 50%. And Wes Tolles out-rebounding John Glenn, 9 to 6. 5 turnovers for the Muskies, 5 for the Lady Knights in that third quarter of play. Timeout on the floor. Wes Tolles up 45 to 26. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Check out this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential two storefronts with a loading dock and a two-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about their Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. And out of the timeout, it'll be Briar Klein to the free throw line. Klein lines up. The free throw up in the air going to be nothing but net. 12 points down for Klein. Westholm's back up to a 20-point advantage. A strong second half for Westholm so far. That free throw up. That's going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Chased after. Going to be out of bounds. Ooh. It'll be off the hands of Greta Rollins, who tried to save it.
I thought Rollins got it off the leg of a Muskie there. I also thought she took a little bit of a hip check going out. But, hey, a great effort for her.
Full court pressure is on. Hayes to inbound. Does so to Lyric. Holds onto it. Her pass goes to Sigmund, who will cross the timeline. Sigmund to the left wing. Double team. Pass out top to Hayes. Dumps it inside. Goes to Babcock. Nowhere to go with it. Back to Hayes. Her 50-footer. No good. Rebound going to be saved by Lyric into the hands of Zeminski to the corner. She has it for John Glenn. Now right wing back to Babcock. Her three-pointer going to be way off the mark off the backboard. Rebound going to be fought for. Grabbed by Babcock. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound finally grabbed by Joel Brown. Has it poke loose. Brown picks it up. Finally finds Klein in the backcourt. She's double-teamed. And what?
Looks like they're going to get a foul here. And it's going to go against Babcock. A little too much contact in that trap.
Second team foul on John Glenn in the corner. In the quarter, I should say. Second personal on Babcock. Embedded, grabbed by Pepper to the foul line. Back to the corner now, grabbed by Joel Brown. Brown with it on the right wing. Down to the baseline. Lost it out of bounds off the hands of Lyric, though. It'll stay with the Lady Knights.
Lyric saying she got that one off Brown. And now she's going to check out here. She's been a little bit of a liability in the trying to break the full court press. She doesn't put the ball on the floor a lot.
Lucy Sweeney in, the 6'1 junior. They have plenty of size off the bench as well. Three-pointer by Proper from the top of the key. Meanwhile, no good. Rebound grabbed by Zeminski. Muskies basketball. Zeminski to the front court. On the right wing. Out of the corner. Zeminski picks it up. Her pass goes out top to Faith Hayes. Hayes dribbles it. Drive. Runner by Hayes. Off the last. No good. Rebound grabbed by Sweeney. Close to an over-the-back call, but going to be a foul called instead on West Holmes after Sweeney got that rebound. That'll be the first team foul on West Holmes in the fourth quarter of play.
It's going to be the third on Briar Klein as the Knights starting to get into some foul trouble. Klein and Aviana Yoder have three. Proper, Rollins, and Jewel Brown all have two.
Lyric back in for Sweeney for the Muskies. And Zeminski to inbound. Into the corner goes to Faith Hayes. Back to Zeminski. Her three-pointer's up there. Off balance. Three. No good. Rebound chased down by Aviana Yoder. Great box out by her. Now to Jewel Brown to the front court. Into the corner to Briar Klein. Klein to the baseline. Drive. Briar Klein. Layup off the glass and good.
And she was close to getting an and one there, too, as she gets knocked to the hardwood after the bucket.
14 points for Klein. 48 to 26 Lady Knights. Muskies have it. Hayes with it high on the right side. Dribbles it out top. Gets the handoff down over to Zeminski. Her pass goes far side to the corner now to Hayes. Hayes shovels it out top back to Babcock. On the right wing, Zeminski dribbles it. Pass inside to Lyric. Grabs it to the right post. Double team or shut up. Going to be blocked, but a foul is called. And that will send the 6-foot senior Aubrey Lyric to the foul line to shoot two. The second team foul West Holmes in this fourth quarter.
It's going to be the third on Rollins now.
Larrick. They've done a good job on her, though, as Aubrey Larrick, again, the 6-foot senior, and she has just 3 points this evening, has not scored in the second half until there as she buries that first free throw attempt.
And the second half, she's just been sitting in the lane with a stiff arm or elbow right to the back of the defender.
Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. While all area scores for you all the way until midnight. Second free throw also good by Larrick. 5 points for her. 48-28 West Holmes. Lady Knights ball. Into the corner goes to Rory Wilcox in the game now. And to Kira McMillan out top. Her pass going to be stolen away by Babcock. Babcock for the bucket. Her layup is going to be good. Emily Babcock, her first points of the game. 48-30 West Holmes. They have the ball. Here's Proper. Pass inside goes to Wilcox. Double team. Her shot up in the air going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Larrick. Larrick. Little elbow that time. She'll get called for it, I believe. See if they're called this foul on. Is it going to be a Larrick or on the defender? Now the official is going to confer.
I think they might see if this might be intentional, if it's on Larrick.
The elbow definitely caught a West Holmes player, no doubt about that. 3 officials conferring here. So the decision is going to be, and I believe it is going to be on Larrick.
And it's going to be a common foul here.
That'd be her third personal foul. But again, got the rebound, kind of clearing some room with that elbow. And when you're swinging that elbow, you catch somebody, as she did, you're going to get that foul. And that's what the official's explaining to her right there.
A lot of times, even if you just swing the elbow, yeah, you're going to get the foul. If you make contact, it's usually a little more than just a common foul.
Westall's ball. Here's Briar Klein with it. Dribbles it. On the right point goes to McMillan. Thought about it. Drive instead. Layup by McMillan. Going to be no good, partially blocked. Rebound going to be grabbed by Larrick. Muskies basketball. Here the dribble by Sweeney at three-quarters court. She'll take it across the midcourt line. Lucy Sweeney, the handoff goes to Hayes. Under 4 minutes to play in the fourth. Jonglin ball down by 18. Here's Babcock. Enters inside the Larrick. Larrick going to be under the bucket and a foul called, I believe.
And that's going to be the fourth on Briar Klein.
13 foul West Holmes in the corner. And
oh, they're going to give it to Rollins. It'll be her fourth. Or no, 1-3, 13. Kara McMillan. My bad. I went 3 different numbers there, Matt.
And none of them are it. McMillan's going to get them. So it'll be John Lynn with it to inbound beneath throwing backboard. Zeminski lobs it out top. Goes to Paisley on the right wing. 3.5 to play. Back out top to Zeminski. On the right point, received now by Hayes. Right wing three-pointer by Paisley. No good, but a foul caught, I believe, before that shot was taken. Away from the basketball. That's going to be on John Lamb.
Larrick got Briar Klein in the face with the elbow that time. It's going to be her fourth foul.
And the turnover as well as a result. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. That player receives a T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing, and that's at Holmesville. It'll be Westall's ball against that John Glenn Fulker pressure up 48-30. Inbounded by Klein, goes to Proper. Tight defense. It'll be a held ball. And Arrow will stay with West Holmes, though. It'll be a John Glenn basketball instead, so it'll be a turnover. And it'll be for them, West Holmes, their 17th turnover tonight compared to the 19 by the Muskies.
Yeah, still probably a few more turnovers than Coach Belton would like to see, but an improvement so far from last week.
In out of the corner. A three-pointer for the air by Barry. Going to be no good, missed everything. Goes out of bounds off of West Holmes. And the Muskies will keep the basketball. And timeout, John Glenn. West Holmes 48 and John Glenn 30. 3:24 to play. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Once again, this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Natalie Holbrook and Andrew Dunlap. Go to YouTube, Search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. I'm Matt Coyle alongside Jake Seidel. And Strongland ball out of the timeout. Ball inbounded out top to Riley Zeminski. Picks it up too soon. Her pass goes to Lyric, right of the foul circle. Lyric looking, gets the hand off to Berry. Berry dribbles it back in the corner, received by Zeminski. Zeminski picks it up, passes inside, goes to Lyric, who is double-teamed. Her shot no good, but she will be fouled. Then it will send Aubrey Lyric back to the foul line.
This time it's going to go against Lily Brown.
Fourth team foul, West Holmes. Brown will have her second personal foul. Lyric has, again, 5 points this evening. And just the one field goal that came in the first half. And he's set to receive that basketball. West Holmes led by 10 at halftime. That free throw up going to be good. 17-point advantage right now.
Both teams again in the bonus for the last 3 minutes of this game.
Maddie Fair checking back in, joined by Rory Wilcox. Also out there is Lily Brown. So some of the subs out there for the Lady Knights. Second free throw by Lyric is up in the air. Going to be good. Makes them both. Aubrey Lyric has 7 points now this evening. Also out there on the floor is Rowan Halasek, a 5'3 junior for West Holmes. Lily Brown to inbound against that full court pressure. Kara McMillan also out there. Inbound to McMillan against that pressure. She'll dribble it across the midcourt line. Pass inside, goes over to Wilcox. Her layup no good under the basket. On the floor, the rebound picked up by Zeminski. Her cross-court pass to be received by Faith Hayes on the left wing. Muskies have it. Here's Paisley. Gets the hand off to Zeminski. Her three-pointers up in the air going to be no good. Rebound going to be picked up by Hayes. Cross-court pass chased back down by Addison Paisley. 2:45 to go. Paisley picks the right side. Back to Berry. Berry back over to Paisley, right corner. Three-pointer by Paisley up in the air. No good. Rebound corralled inside by Halasek. Rowan Halasek is a poke loose out of bounds by Berry. West Holmes will inbound the basketball now.
And Knights have, I think they're trying to save a few of these starters for the last minute or so of this game. Just in case we see John Glenn go on a little bit of a run. You got some starters in foul trouble. This way they stay out of it. You still have some fresh legs to come back off the bench.
McMillan has it. Lobs the left corner to Lily Brown. All in for a three-pointer, and that'll be no good that time. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Paisley. Paisley in the backcourt, dribbles it, and going to be bumped and fouled. That foul on Maddie Fair, 15 foul, so it'll be a bonus situation. As for Fair, that'll be her second personal foul tonight.
West Holmes going to inbound the ball here. Lose it out of bounds?
Apparently so. So just a turnover on John Glenn instead.
Number 20.
Inbounded by Wilcox to the corner. Goes to Rowan Halasek. Back to Wilcox. Cross-court pass finds Maddie Fair. Fair to the baseline. Kicks it out top. Back to Wilcox. She'll find McMillan at the top of the key. McMillan dribbles the right wing. She'll be bumped and fouled, and a hammer foul that time on Elena Berry. And going for the steal, 15 foul on John Glenn now. Berry has her fourth personal foul.
The way she kind of came across there, a little physical there, Matt.
It's been a physical game tonight, no doubt about it. Kara McMillan at the charity stripe. McMillan looking for her first points this evening for the 5'7 sophomore guard. And that is up in the air. It's going to be good. 49-32 West Holmes. Good to see some of the younger players kind of get a chance to get some experience on the floor here at the end of this contest.
Yeah, this is going to be great experience for them, especially against a very good opponent like John Glenn.
That free throw banked in by McMillan. And a 50-32 West Holmes lead. Baseball pass to the front court. Grabbed by Zeminski. Her shot up in the air going to be good. Zeminski, cherry pick on the other end.
You don't see that in the high school levels much anymore.
Ball thrown away. Here's a steal by Paisley. Her put back no good, but she is going to be fouled. And that foul going to be on Wilcox, and they believe her first. Already 15 fouls on West Holmes, and now Paisley to the foul line. Paisley has 3 points.
Edison Paisley, the large shooting.
5'6 senior, had 7 points in that first game against Morgan. Free throws up by the left hander, going to be no good. One thing we've seen here, and we expect it every year under a West Holmes team and certainly under Lindsey Belden, they're going to play hard and play hard defense. We've seen that scrappiness again already from this team here tonight.
You know, I think a lot of people saw this team like, who's going to be the Allie McMillan of this team? And I think there's more than one. Jewel Brown's come in. We've also seen Lily Brown come in, play that kind of scrappy defender role. But Proper and Klein, if they need to get in there and make a play, they will too. It's really a team effort, and you love to see it.
Second free throw good by the left-hander, Addison Paisley. She has four. 50-35 West Holmes. And going to be a foul called in the backcourt now, as it was Fair who was double-teamed. Really going to... He will be indeed a foul, the double Chris Abota situation already. And it'll be to the foul line now. It's going to be Maddie Fair.
Winland picks up her first.
Maddie Fair, 5'5 sophomore for West Holmes. And she does have 2 points this evening. That free throw's up in the air. It's going to be good. 3 points for Fair. First, Briar Klein. Season high tonight of 14 points. Ailey Gunner also a season high with 17 points for her this evening.
Dropping Holosak back to cover that cherry picker if they decide to bring it in again.
That free throw up in the air going to be no good on the second attempt. Rebound going to be tied up between Winland as well as Wilcox. Arrow stays with West Holmes. So Lady Knights will get that team rebound. Kara McMillan now to inbound beneath her own backboard. McMillan. Pass to the corner, grabbed by Wilcox. She'll find Maddie Fair, who's double-teamed, and finally a foul is going to be called. So more free throws here. This time will be at Maddie Fair.
It's going to go against Winland again. That's her second in as many trips there.
So Fair will line it up. 1:40 to go. West Holmes a 16-point advantage, looking for their first victory on the season. That free throw is up. That's going to be no good. For West Holmes, you're looking to kind of find some things, as Lindsey Belden talking about, still kind of finding the rotations, things like that, before you get into OCC play.
You're looking at that, but also you've got another a big non-conference game coming up here against a very good program, and I think what you see tonight is going to help that.
Second free throw no good as well, but rebound put back by Lily Brown, no good, but she draws a foul. Lily Brown off the bench has made an impact tonight. She's at the foul line now. Chris Brown has the made three-pointers as well this evening. 6 points for her. That last foul on Hayes, her fourth personal foul. Free throw buried by Brown. Up to 7 points this evening. 52-35 West Holmes. Brown, 5'7", junior. Free throw up is going to be no good. Rebound going to be hauled in by Hayes. Muskies have it. Hayes' pass goes front court now to Paisley. Paisley to the baseline. Her runner off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll be off of Rowan Halisak, so the Muskies will keep the basketball. 1.5 to go. West Holmes a 17-point lead.
I'm kind of finishing my thought there real quick. The Knights have Harvest Prep next, and
yeah.
I think this is a great job to see the young kids can do.
Three-pointer by Zemeski for the quarter is no good. Rebound goes to Roy and Wilcox. Here's Kara McMillan for West Holmes across the midcourt line. Into the corner goes to Lily Brown. Brown to the baseline, and she'll be bumped and fouled by Lyric. Her, they call her for out of bounds. So we'll see if she's out of bounds instead. Some contact, but they call her for the turnover. Muskies have it. As checking in for West Holmes now is going to be Cassidy Holosek, the 5'3 junior, in for West Holmes. Also, of course, joined already by Maddie Fair, who's out there. Also, Hannah Troyer, 5'5", senior, also checking in for the Lady Knights. And Ella Willard, 5'6", junior. Three-pointer for the quarter by Zeminski. That'll be knocked down. Riley Zeminski now has 11 points. He has their third three-pointer made this evening.
3-for-10 from downtown tonight.
52-38 West Holmes, 106 to go. And a timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout as well. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Black Friday appliance savings are happening now through December 4th at Keim Mount Hope Hardware and Keim Home Center in Charm. Choose from a wide selection of gas and electric appliances, from top brand refrigerators and ranges to dishwashers and complete laundry solutions. You can shop with confidence knowing the Keim appliance team services what we sell. Don't miss Black Friday savings on appliances at both Keim Mount Hope Hardware and Keim Home Center in Charm, now through December 4th.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
West Holmes basketball out of the timeout with the 14-point advantage of just over a minute to go. In the backcourt with the basketball, he is going to be Maddie Fair. She'll cross the half-court line. Fair dribbles it. On the right point, here's a dribble by Rowan Halasek. Back on the left wing, goes over to Cassidy Halasek. Back to Maddie Fair. Cross-court pass to the right side. And now the dribble by Willard. Left wing back to Rowan Halasek. Back in the corner to Cassidy. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound juggled, finally grabbed inside by Brianna Milliner. Back in the other end, goes out of bounds. It'll be off of John Glenn, and the Muskies will get the turnover. 36 seconds to go, and 21 turnovers tonight for John Glenn. West Holmes ball, here's Maddie Fair. Into the front court, 30 seconds. Out top now to Rowan Halasek. She'll find Cassidy, who dribbles it to the foul line. Back in the corner, Maddie Fair to the baseline, drive, under the bucket, her pass goes inside to Hannah Troyer, lobs it back out top. Willard lobs it back in the hands of Cassidy Halasek with 13 seconds to go. Back in the left wing, Rowan Halasek spins around to the baseline, picks it up, around the foul line to Cassidy Halasek, lobs it into the hands now on the dribble by Maddie Fair. Fair runner up there is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed inside by Brinley Cavezza to close out the game. West Holmes going to get their first victory of the season tonight. On the road by the final margin of 52-38. West Holmes now goes to 1-1 in the year, and John Glenn falls to 1-1. Again, the final, West Holmes 52 and John Glenn 38. Back with the postgame show next on WKLM.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Caleb Taylor, inviting you to take advantage of the lowest prices of the year. We know you have choices when shopping for appliances, and we are just as competitive as the big box stores. We take pride in listening to our customers and pairing them with the best appliances to meet their needs. We offer free in-carton drop-off or professional installation of your purchase, as well as service after the sale. Thank you for allowing us to serve you. Millersburg Electric, State Route 83, or 24/7 at millersburgelectric.com.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Get ready for Thanksgiving with these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have the 8-ounce package Philadelphia cream cheese, 2 for $5. 16-ounce selected Daisy sour creams, 2 for $4. 16-ounce salted or unsalted IGA butter quarters, 2 for $8. 40-ounce Crisco cooking oil, $3.98. 4-pound bags IGA granulated sugar, $2.98. 30-ounce selected Kraft mayo, $4.48. Lay's potato chips or buy one, get one free. And 12-pack cans of Coke, 3 for $15. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware and MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry. With solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
It is the final in girls high school basketball for John Glenn. West Holmes picks up their first victory of the year. They win it 52-38 over the Muskies. West Holmes jumped out to a 13-8 lead after the first quarter, and they went out and scored John Glenn 11-6 in the second. And West Holmes led by 10 at 24-14 at halftime. A big third quarter for Lady Knights would outscore John Glenn 19-12 for West Holmes, as they would take a 43-26 lead through three. And West Holmes gets the win by a final margin of 52-38. For West Holmes, they had two players in double figures. Leading the way for them was Aviana Yoder. As for Aviana, she would finish up going 3-for-3 from three-point distance, and also she was 4-of-6 from two-point range. Yoder finished up with 17 points to lead all scorers, and at double figures for the second time on the season out of two games, and also a new season high for her. Also, Briar Klein, the new season high in double figures as well. She was 1-for-7 from three-point distance, but she was also 4-of-6 from two-point range and 3-of-4 for the foul line. Briar Klein had a season high of 14 points, second game in double figures for her with the 14 points as well, and also 10 of those 14 came in the second half of play. She also had a big third quarter with 7 points in the third, allowed West Holmes to kind of push out to that big lead. Also scoring for West Holmes, 7 points for Lily Brown, as the junior came off the bench to bury 2 three-pointers in that third quarter. Also 5 points for Zelina Proper in the game, 4 points scored by Greta Rollins, 3 points for Maddie Fair, and that would round out the scoring for West Holmes, their total of 52. For John Glenn, leading the way for them was Riley Zeminski. She was 3-of-10 from downtown, 1-for-3 from two-point range. Zeminski had 11 points. Also, 9 points apiece for Aubrey Larrick and Faith Hayes. As for Larrick, she would go 1-for-3 from two-point range and 5-for-6 from the foul line for her total of 9 points. And Faith Hayes also on the evening tonight would finish up for her, going 1-for-2 on three-point tries, 1-for-7 from two-point range, and 4-of-6 for the foul line as Hayes finished up with 9 points. Also, 5 points scored by Elena Berry, 4 points for Addison Paisley, 2 points also scored by Emily Babcock, running out the Muskies' total of 38. Final score, West Holmes winner 52-38 over John Glenn. Now for the final team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. West Holmes on the evening shot 6 of 23 for 26% rather from downtown, 12 of 27 for 44% from two-point land, a total of 18 for 50 for 36% total from the floor. John Glenn, 5 of 21 for 24% from downtown, 6 of 26 for 23% from beyond the arc. They shot 11 of 47 total for a 23% clip. From the charity stripe, Knights were 7 of 15 for 47%. Muskies went 12 of 18 for 67%. John Glenn had an edge in rebounding, 43-39. They also had a few more turnovers, 21-18. Muskies had the 21.
Leading the way individually, rebounding-wise for the Muskies, Aubrey Alaric had 9 rebounds, close to a double-double with her 9 points and 9 boards. And also Riley Zeminski had 7 rebounds to go along with her 11 points for the contest. And on the other end for West Holmes, leading the way for them, and that was Briar Klein, who had 8 rebounds to go along with her 14 points for the night. And also 6 rebounds for Ava Yanni-Oder as well, and 5 boards also for Greta Rollins, 2 at the offensive end, and Aviana had 3 offensive rebounds as well for West Holmes for the evening. West Holmes gets the win, 52-38 for the Lady Knights. Really a strong third quarter, especially for West Holmes to really extend that lead.
You saw them come out. They were out there defending Larrick very well, not letting her get much present in the paint early in that third quarter. And Briar Klein just took off in that third quarter, really became the court general for the Knights, able to move the ball around, take some open shots. And let's give a shout out to Lily Brown too. Those 2 3-pointers were huge in extending that lead. This was an all-around team effort, and it wasn't just the Yoder and Klein show tonight, and that's exactly what the Knights need to move forward. They don't need everyone to show up every night, but they need 2 or 3 people to show up every night.
Briar Klein will be our Threat and Ink player of the contest. Briar Klein again, she'll receive a t-shirt courtesy of Threat and Ink Custom Apparel, embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville. Briar Klein again had the 14 points and 10 of those in the second half to go along with the 8 rebounds as well. And for West Holmes, you talk about a lot of positive things that I got in the win column, and good to get that in before they play against the Harvest Prep coming up here on next Monday.
Yeah, it'll be a good matchup. You know, a scheduling snafu is how that game ended up on the schedule, but I think this is going to be a good one for both teams. The Dungeon is a hard place to play. West Holmes always plays well at home, and they're going to be playing a West Holmes team that they've got some quality players that came back this year, some new faces as well. And when it comes down to tournament seeding in a few months, I know we're 2 games in, I'm talking about tournament seeding already. That's a game that's really going to help you in those Max Preps rankings.
West Holmes gets the victory of the season. He again goes to 52-38 with the win. And West Holmes down to 1-1 of the year. They all again will play next Monday, December 2nd. They'll take on Harvest Prep in their first game in the Dungeon. And for John Glenn, they'll go to 1-1 as well. They'll play next Monday, December 2nd as well, a home game against Dover. And for us, we'll have more girls basketball coming your way tomorrow night. It'll be Wayndale at Highland, airtime on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com tomorrow night at 6:35. Tip-off will be at 7 o'clock for the game for tomorrow. We do want to thank our video live stream partners, of course, from Claxon Communications, Natalie Holbrook, as well as Andrew Dunlap, allowing us to bring you this video live stream coverage, of course, on the WKLM YouTube page this evening. Also, thanks to Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. For Jake Sino, I'm Matt Croy. Reminder, we'll have high school scoreboard coming your way tonight, as Blaisdon will have all the area girls basketball scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Again, the final score, it was West Holmes 52 and John Glenn 38. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.